Hello, we're in a lesson on the topic of the time of the giving of the Torah. We're going to read selected excerpts on the holiday of Shavuot. You can find this telematerial in the Arvut system and on Kabbalah group. That info, if you have questions, please hold the mic close to your mouth and speak loudly and clearly.
Yes, we are approaching the day of the giving of the Torah, the holy day of Shavuot, Pentecost. It's a very high root in the worlds and for the souls. It's a symbol of the upper light that comes from above, from the Creator, to each and every person, to the heart of each one. And this is how we should try to use this time, this opportunity to be all of us together. This is what this holiday, this time demands. And then we will also be able to use it in such a way that we will come closer to its source, to the Creator. And as much as we become incorporated together between us, against our ego, so the same extent we will also be able to come closer to the Creator. This is actually the whole matter of the giving of the Torah, meaning to bring us a force which we can use and annul the ego that is separating between us, so that each and everyone will feel himself that he belongs to everyone, and everyone is in his heart. This holiday, first of all, speaks about keeping it in the ten, in each and every ten, and then it will spread to all of the tens as one ten, and later on it will also spread in all of the nations and to the whole world, so that everyone will enter a connection with the Creator, with the upper force. This actually is what we have to learn. We should try to discover it and to become incorporated in it. Okay? So, please.
The time of giving the Torah, selected excerpts from the sources, the Festival of Shavuot, number one. The Festival of Shavuot, the time of the giving of our Torah is approaching. It is known that Shavuot is regarded as Malchut in the world and the heart in men. It is as Baal HaSulam interpreted about Mekadesh Shvi, seventh sanctifier, that the Shvi, the seventh, comes from the word Shebihu, who is in me. He means that the Creator is clothed in the heart, and the time when we can interpret that the Torah dresses in the soul. This is why it is called Shavuot, and the giving of the Torah, meaning that at that time, the Torah dresses in the hearts of each and every one from the whole of Israel. Again, number one, the Festival of Shavuot, the time of giving of our Torah, is approaching, and it is known that Shavuot is regarded as Malchut in the worlds and the heart in men. As It is as Bala Sulam interpreted about Mekadesh Shvi, the seventh sanctifier, that Shvi comes from the word Shbihu, who is in me. This means, he means that the Creator is clothed in the heart. And the time when we can interpret that the Torah dresses in the soul, this is why it is called Shavuot, and giving of the Torah, meaning that at that time the Torah dresses in the hearts of each and every one from the whole of Israel. I understand that the Torah clothes in the heart of men and then the Creator. What's the difference?
The difference is that the Torah means what the Creator sends the person, and the Creator himself is the source of the Torah.
Ken?
Yes.
מה זה נקרא תורה בשבילנו?
What is Torah for us?
Torah בשבילנו.
The Torah for us.
מספר.
It's a certain number of pieces of advice, of forces, of scrutinies.
שפועלים עלינו.
That work on us.
מחברים אותנו.
And connect us, and to the extent that we do connect, we come closer to the Creator, until we reach being as one man between us and also with the Creator, in adhesion. This is actually the holiday, the festival of the giving of the Torah, the giving of our Torah, that if we connect, then we attain this force of unity, and in it we attain the source of the unity, which is the Creator. And in that we attain the purpose.
What?
Anyone else?
He says here that Shavuot is Malchut in the worlds and the heart of men. That the Torah clothes or dresses in the heart of men.
Yes, this is called the reception of the Torah, the giving of the Torah, or the reception of the Torah. It is all done in the person's will to receive, which is already, which he has already corrected to be in order to bestow. Just like the upper light, just like the Creator who relates to him, this is how the person relates to the Creator and to everyone.
So if it's before Shavuot or not Shavuot, the Torah does not clothe in the heart of men?
Shavuot can be on each and every day. It all depends on the person.
It's
the inner state of the person, which is called Shavuot. But because we exist in the corporeal world, we celebrate it as a special day. That is all, with all of its indications, its symbols.
The question is not about astronomy, but about the state called Shavuot versus the state that is not Shavuot. So if it's not Shavuot, the Torah does not clothe in the heart of man?
No. If a person comes closer to the corrections, then he enters connection with the others as one man with one heart, and when he reaches that, then his heart starts to include all of the hearts, then this state is called Shavuot. then his heart is ready to receive all of the general light that the Creator shines to the created beings, which is called the Torah.
Toda.
Beseder.
Okay.
Thank you.
If we don't have anything about this, then we should read onwards and see. Ah, who's there? Owen.
It said, the Creator clothes or dresses in the heart of man. What is it that the Creator dresses in the heart of man?
Well, the heart of man is man's desire. This is what it is called. So the Creator clothes in the desire of the person according to the correction of this desire towards love, towards bestowal, towards connection, towards, you know, the, to bestow. And then according to the equivalence of form, the upper light, the Creator, the force of bestowal and love can clothe there. Yes,
you said this holiday speaks first of the ten, that keeping it, realizing it is in the ten.
The realization, as we all know, is in the ten, as we read also from the Torah.
So what is the time of the giving of the Torah in the ten?
The time of the giving of the Torah, it's a state. It's a state where we feel that our hearts are drawn to connection and to be as one heart, one desire, in which we then attain our one source for everyone, the Creator.
Which action from us precedes this time that our hearts are drawn into one?
That we decide that we have to be in a ten with all the laws of the ten that Rabash wrote for us. And then according to that, in coming closer to each other, we discover the qualities of connection, of incorporation between us, the Creator. That's it. Actually, the holiday of Shavuot is the incorporation of everyone in everyone. Okay. Well, let's continue. We will have many more excerpts before us. Yeah. Michael, please.
Number two. The count from Passover to Shavuot is the purification of the vessels, which is purification in heart and mind. Then when the vessels have been perfected, we are rewarded with the Torah. Therefore, before Passover, the preparation of purifying the vessels was with faith, called mitzvah, commandment. And through the exodus from Egypt, they were rewarded with faith. As in, I am the Lord your God who took you out of the land of Egypt. And after Passover begins the work on purification as preparation for reception of the Torah. And when the Torah dresses in the soul, it is called Shavuot, the time of the giving of our Torah. Again, two. The count from Passover to Shavuot, it is the purification of the vessels, which is the purification in the heart and mind. And when the vessels have been perfected, we are rewarded with the Torah. Therefore, before Passover, the preparation of purifying the vessels was with faith, called mitzvah, or commandment. Through the exodus from Egypt, they were rewarded with faith, as in, I am the Lord your God who took you out from the land of Egypt. After Passover begins the work in purification as preparation for the reception of the Torah. When the Torah dresses in the soul, it is called Shavuot, the time of the giving of our Torah.
Shilat.
Any questions? Yes, Owen.
What is, I am the Lord your God who took you out from the land of Egypt.
This is what a person attains in the reception of the Torah in general. That there is an upper force, one unique and unified, a central one in the whole of humanity, of reality. And it is what delivers the person from in order to receive and elevates him to in order to bestow. And in that, it opens up for the person an opportunity, the possibility to see the whole of creation in a way which is above time and place. And to see that everything depends only on a single force, which is the Creator.
At what point the person begins to see what is described in the study of Ten Sefirot, Parzufim, worlds?
When his desire, he corrects, reaches such discernments.
Now, we read certain order of actions of attainment, the exodus from Egypt, the receiving of the Torah and all of that. At what point in this process a person is in spiritual attainment of the worlds, according to how it's written in the study of Ten Sefirot, that is able to recognize Parzuf, what is the Anpin, Malchut, everything that's written there.
When he is in spiritual attainment, then bit by bit it opens up for him, this process.
I just want to know, the first moment he reaches spiritual attainment, then he starts, or like here, it speaks of a certain process. The Lord, you've got to take care of the land of Egypt, and then there's next stage, and the next stage, then there's the reception of the Torah. When does it happen? At what point?
Whenever it happens. I don't know what you mean. When does it open up to the person? When it does, then he feels it.
Not feel. I'm talking about taking tests as a instruction manual.
Well, that's not immediately. Well, he can learn it the way we are learning it, we're studying it. But
I'm saying that he knows how to, like in this life, I see the table, the chair, I know what is it, I know what is the Alpin, what is Malchut, what is the rising of the Masach, the restriction, all these things.
All these concepts should be clear to you where they are inside of you. You have to attain them inside of you.
That's what I'm trying to scrutinize. At what point does it happen? In a person's spiritual development, at what point does it happen? If we read the excerpt we read now, we see that there's a process. Stage one, two, three. I wanted to know, on which stage out of these stages a person can be inside of this as an instruction manual, but that he can see it already.
When he begins to see the desires to receive and the desires to bestow and what kind of connection they have inside of him and how he can manage them by turning to the Creator, and the Creator helps him, and so on. To this extent, he enters the correct reading of Tess. And otherwise, he's just studying. Again, it's not just studying. We are getting closer. It does work on the person, but nevertheless, it's still just reading.
תודה רב כתוב זמן הספירה
It says the time of counting from Passover to Shavuot is the preparation of purifying the vessels, which is purification in heart and mind. What is the preparation in mind? You understand the heart. What is in the mind?
Well, there is a heart and a mind. The person corrects these two discernments such that they can work in the direction of bestow. That's it.
No.
Before the Passover was the preparation of purifying the vessels in faith, and after Passover, it's the preparation and purification for the receiving of the Torah. What's the difference between the two?
Well, before Passover, it's more in potential, and then it is actually. The purification of the vessels means that we open up the relations between us in the ten, and we try to be more tight together emotionally,
and
in this way to advance as one man with one heart.
Same vessels or different?
Well, that's the state we should have in the reception of the Torah, yes?
Are these the same vessels or different vessels?
Well, let's say it's the same vessels. Let's say it's the same vessels. The vessels keep changing. So.
No matter what again.
Yes, what do you want?
What is the force that turns the giving of the Torah to the receiving of the Torah?
The upper force, the force of the light, the force of the Creator, that shines on the person and corrects
him. Another one. What is the reason that the soul of man yearns to care for others?
When the person hears that in his yearning to support the others, he connects everyone together. And then he builds a vessel for the reception of the Torah.
Thank you.
Shalot my internet.
From the internet, woman PT10, how do you keep the giving of the Torah in the tent?
The giving of the Torah, we don't keep it because we don't give the Torah, we receive the Torah. So we celebrate the holy day when the Creator gave us an opportunity to receive the Torah.
And
that holiday, the festival is called the holiday of the giving of the Torah. That's on his side, on the Creator's side. We keep it by having to be as one man with one heart. This is the condition for the reception of the Torah. As much as we're capable of connecting more, we, by that, go over all the five hearts of the Torah. And then the upper light called the Torah of light, it enters us, it corrects us, it connects us, and we in that already begin to be the masters of the Torah. Okay.
From Kabu 9, another question. What does it mean that the holiday of Shavuot is considered malchut in the worlds and the heart in men?
That it is the foundation of the reception of the Torah with respect to the person.
Malchut.
Talmid Chada shoel.
How the counting of the Omer helps us in receiving the Torah and the vessels.
In the counting of the Omer, we check the conditions in which we can reach a connection between Keter and Malchut through all of the discernments, the qualities that are between them. we check all of our desires and intentions, whether all of them are directed to, in order to bestow to the revelation of the Creator. Then we reach Shavuot.
H12, the time of counting from Passover to Shavuot is the purification of the vessel, which is purification in heart and in mind. When the vessels are perfect, you are rewarded with the giving of the Torah. What does it mean that the vessels are perfect? Perfected.
They're completed, they're all corrected in order to bestow, and then according to equivalence of form, we can receive the upper light with the intention to bestow. This is called the clothing of the Torah in the person.
It says, when the Torah dresses in the soul of man. What is the soul of man?
His internal will to receive.
That's it for now.
Okay, that's it for now. Well, then, let's continue.
Number three. The days of the count point to unity, as it is written in the holy books. Therefore, during the count, one should correct this attribute of unity, and by that, one is rewarded with attaining the Torah on the festival of Shavuot, as it is written, and they journeyed from Rephidim and came to the Sinai desert, and Israel camped there before the mountain. And the main thing upon which everything depends is to have love and brotherhood among the children of Israel. It is, as our sages said, that the whole Torah depends on the commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. When there is peace in Israel, the Shekhinah, divinity, is with them. Again, number three. The days of the count point to unity, as it is written in the holy books. And therefore, during the count, one should correct this attribute of unity, and by that one is rewarded with attaining the Torah on the festival of Shavuot. As it is written, and they journeyed from Ophidim and came to the Sinai desert. And Israel camped there before the mountain. The main thing upon which everything depends is to have love and brotherhood among the children of Israel. And it is, as our sages said, that the whole Torah depends on the commandment, love your friend, love your neighbor as yourself. And when there is peace in Israel, the Shekhinah is with them.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, тут из этих отрывков понятно, что Шавуот и вот это дарование Тора приходит к нам, когда мы уже находимся.
It's clear from the excerpts that Shavuot and the giving of the Torah comes to us when we're already in qualities that are above reason.
Кен.
Yes.
А вот
שאנחנו צריכים להיות מוכנים.
We should be ready for it, and we need want it to happen. And the upper light comes, and it corrects us, and fills us with the first, with its first portion. This is called the reception of the Torah.
Ну вот мы соединяемся с товарищами, приподнимаясь над собой в объединении.
So we connect with the friends, we rise above in the connection between us, above ourselves. And what do we actually expect this connection from this connection? How should we connect ourselves to be prepared, to be ready, worthy of receiving the Torah?
We should connect between us so much so that we discover that we are all tight together, that we are all ready to be as one man with one heart, as much as we're capable of depicting it, and then the upper light, the Creator, will clothe in us, will be revealed in us, in our common heart. This is called as one man with one heart.
Okay.
This connection as one man in one heart. This is seemingly inside the vessel. That's how I understand it from you, from the excerpt. But what is the light on the level of the vessel?
Well, the light is what influences us. Maybe we don't feel it for the in the meantime. It influences us, and it shakes us, so that we will get closer to each other, so that we will feel each other more. And in this way, we will build ourselves as one man with one heart. Only in this way can we receive the upper light, which is called the Torah, and the Creator who is clothed in the Torah.
Beseder.
Okay.
Tov. Woman Toronto.
Thank you, dear Rav. Is the state of the Torah clothing in the souls possible only after the days of the count following Pesach or any time?
No, it can't be at any time because the vessels have to be ready for the feeling of these higher actions. This is why it happens according to the process that we go through.
Can those vessels be prepared at another time other than following Pesach? As long as the vessel is prepared, then we can receive the Torah?
Yes, it's not according to our calendar, our earthly calendar, but according to the process in which the vessels go through corrections.
Czechoslovak free.
Dear Rav, what is the relationship between the state of Lishma and the receiving of Torah?
We need to be to some extent in Lishma so that in this vessel you'll begin to receive the Torah. There are two parts in the Torah, mainly. It's the part where the light in it reforms one. This is still when a person can be in his ego, in his will to receive. However, he wants to come closer and to enter the conditions of bestowal, meaning to be above his ego. This is the first stage in a person. Well, and later on it's already according to how much he enters, he goes in.
USA Northwest.
Дорогой Раф, мы много раз проходили и отчеты, и Лагби Омар, и
We've gone through the count and the giving of the Torah many times, but now there's an inner state. Whereas the world clear, we've grown to a new stage. What can we invest further so that Torah will be revealed to us?
Well, what we can do is, as usual, connection between us into a state where the upper light will clothe in us, will fill us, will be revealed in us, and we're going towards it in order to make him happy, in order to give him a place to be revealed.
Ashdod 10.
Ashdod 10.
Shalom v'toda Rav.
Hello, thank you, Rav. The entrance into spirituality and what we call attainment, and also the entrance to Lishma. All of it is the same concept.
Well, these are different degrees, but it is all in the same direction, that the egoistic will to receive becomes refined, it becomes in order to bestow, and according to that, the person starts to be suitable, congruent with the upper light, and then it can clothe in him. Italy 1.
Caro Rav, ma perché 40 giorni di purificazione nel deserto e poi una montagna per ricevere?
Why do we need the 40 days of purification in the desert and then the mountain in order to receive the Torah? What is the desert and the mountain for us?
Well, for this you have to read all kinds of articles by Rabash, the way that he explains what are all of these ish matters written in the Torah and how they are depicted to us in our spiritual advancement. Inner development. The Torah tells it in the form of corporeal development. They walk in the desert, they go up and down, they speak, they fight. But actually, this is what happens inside each and every person. PT 35.
אז מה זה בעצם המצב לעמוד שישראל עומדים נגד האר?
תכף אנחנו... Thank you, Rav. So what is the state where Israel stand before the mountain, opposite the mountain? We'll read about it in a moment, how his hirurim, thoughts, deliberations, difficult things that awaken in a person such sensations, feelings that are not simple, fear, feeling of difficulty, and so on. Well, let's continue. Michael.
Excerpt number 4. At the time of the giving of the Torah, when they camped there in one heart, in love and in brotherhood, as Rashi interpreted, because of it, they were rewarded with receiving the Torah and the revelation of His Shekhinah on them face to face. This is the meaning of, and they journeyed from Ofidim. Ofidim has the letters of Purudim separated in Hebrew. This implies that they journeyed from idleness and separation and connected together in love to serve the Creator. Because of it, the Creator gave the Torah. Again, number 4. At the time of the giving of the Torah, when they camped there in one heart, in love and in brotherhood, as Rashi interpreted, because of it, they were rewarded with receiving the Torah and the revelation of His Shekhinah on them face to face. This is the meaning of, and they journeyed from Ofidim. Ofidim has the letters of Purudim separated in Hebrew. This implies that they journeyed from the idleness and separation and connected together in love to serve the Creator. Because of it, the Creator gave the Torah.
Ken.
Toda. He's
saying here that everything always depends on the connection and on unity, and that's what we hear from Rav each and every day. We came here as a 10, we are sitting here together. How do we check that we're truly connected and not just a few bodies?
Well, each and every one should be concerned about that. That each and every moment, how is he connected with his friends? And they all feel this one goal and the connection between them in which they're coming closer to this goal. And the Creator that should help them reach that state. All of that, the group should constantly be checking and in mutual support, each and every friend, with all of the friends. And this is how we then advance.
How, after hearing this direction, how do we help each other hold on to it?
Well, we can do that in a corporeal manner, meaning in whatever we see in our five bodily senses, but also in a spiritual form, when we raise man, a prayer to the Creator, with a request to help all of us, help all of the friends. One who prays for his friend is rewarded first.
Is this something we're supposed to have our finger on the pulse? Or we came to an assembly, a lesson?
No, it's unrelated to a physical gathering. It has to do with the desire in the heart. As much as our hearts yearn to be together in one heart, and only in such a way we're rewarded with contact with the Creator.
I'm in charge only of my heart. I can't tell what's happening in their hearts. Now, when I'm coming to the meeting with the friends, do I constantly need to be in it, check myself, where is my heart, or simply be incorporated with them regardless of what's happening?
Yes, the most important is to be incorporated with them. Okay. Well, this topic is... Yes?
We read in the excerpts, the Kabbalists tell us about something that happened in the past to a certain group. On top of the fact that the Kabbalists wrote books to us that we can read, what is the result or the influence that we can detect and feel from what they went through? How can we feel it and use it as well? In addition to simply reading about it, is there any other influence we can reach in the ten, a force of sorts out of what they've attained?
Well, first of all, there is the corporeal issue. When we read something, it influences us and it arranges a person's mind and heart when he's not yet in spirituality of how he should relate to this matter. And we see that always in each and every generation, there were people who received it more internally and those who received it more externally. Now, what should we do to continue this work? Even though the conditions for each and every generation, they change, and especially so in our generation, which is called the last generation, the generation of the Messiah. And this is why it is worthwhile for us to invest forces, efforts, in order to connect and discover the Creator in the connection between us. It's not that we are so special, but rather the time, our generation, is what is special. So we're reading now, and really in the heart awakens feeling this feeling that I want to bring it closer to me. And I don't know how to accept it.
I don't know how to take it correctly. Where do I attain what they want to give me to us? They want to work on us. I don't know how to receive from them. How can we receive what they want to give us?
You simply want to feel it. You want to be in it, in your mind and heart.
But it's somewhere, it's not in my heart, it's somewhere above my perception.
let it clothe. Let it clothe in you. This is what you want. The matter of attainment is that something that was not attained clothes in you, and then you attain it. But it's after it clothes in you. This is the matter of the vessels, that they discover what exists inside of them.
And when we yearn, it feels as if we require to do a certain correction to receive it.
Possibly.
I'm trying to feel, what is it? It's hard to scrutinize. What is the correction that's required? Because you feel like you want to receive, good. Now you have to change something. It's not clear what.
So they tell you that in order to reach the feeling, the spiritual feeling, you have to rise above your ego and connect with others. It's not that you are interested in what they have inside of them, how they think, how they accept things, but rather you want to tie yourself with their thoughts and desires and to become incorporated in them, to become incorporated in them truly, so that you won't feel what pertains to you, but rather what they have inside of them, and take part in what they have.
There are no vessels to do it, but it's felt that this is what's expected. And it becomes clearer and clearer as we advance on the path, that you need to somehow format the relationship in the ten so we can adapt ourselves to the reception of the Torah.
Well, this is through the prayer.
Thank you.
Shaila Misibir.
From Siberia, how to be integrated in the friends in the lesson?
Try to constantly be in that, thinking towards that, in your desires, in the prayer.
From
Darom 1, it says the days of the counting point to the unity as mentioned in the holy books. That's why in the days of the counting, the person has to correct this measure of unity. Why is the counting signifying unity?
Counting is from the word sapir, sapphire. So it shines. It's that they reach the will to receive that is somehow already directed towards, you know, the to bestow. This is why they are already in bestowal to a certain extent until they reach the holiday of Shavuot, when all of our efforts take on get a special illumination, and it becomes the light of Torah.
Woman PT 33
from excerpt number 4. It says, and they journeyed from Refidim. Refidim has the letters of Purdim, separated. This implies they journeyed from idleness and separation and connected together in love. What is idleness in the work?
That they don't want to connect.
She adds, my friends work around the clock. Where do we have to check our idleness?
The connection between you.
Hala.
Next.
Zeu ben time, toda.
That's it for now.
Ken.
Rav, lamesh fresh ben Torah lenoten Torah.
Why is there a difference between the giving giver of the Torah and the receiving of the Torah? Why is it not together?
How can it be together? The giver of the Torah is the Creator, and the Torah itself is the light that forms a person.
Why the attainment of the Torah and of the Creator is not one and the same? זה כנראה סטייג', there's attainment of the Torah and there's attaining the giver of the Torah.
Because it's not the same thing. One is the source and the other is his operation.
What
do we need to add to the revelation of the Torah in our hearts? So the source of the Torah, the creator, will be felt closer. As it's written, so he would not be as a foreign god to you.
We need to connect between us to the extent that I bring the friends closer to me, to the extent that I enter inside of the friends, to that extent I establish the single vessel with one heart, and then the Creator can connect in a more clear way, more quickly.
It's written, beware of reaching with your hand to him. What is forbidden and what is allowed?
Well, it's not for now, it's not for us yet, but we need to learn how to get closer to the Creator. And not to learn who the Creator is and what are these things. We just have to think about coming closer, how to reach the first contact with the Creator.
Mm-hmm. Only through the connection with the friends.
Okay, great. Yes.
I
want to ask about this discernment of one. What is this thing where you suddenly have one vessel, one heart?
It
stems from the necessity that we have to cancel the ego that is separating between us, and then we connect in all kinds of discernments into one, into the concept of one, which is the Creator. This means annulling, canceling the distances, the disturbances between us. This is called to annul, cancel the place where the Creator cannot be revealed, because these are truly forces that are opposite him. And we also discover them, you know, for it to be easier for us to understand. Where is it that we have to work?
But
if everything is annulled and we become one, is there a difference between us?
There is no difference. Then we are all as one.
We begin to feel the same.
We begin to feel the Creator. To the extent that we annul ourselves and connect between us, we are able to feel the Creator, the single force.
So where's the uniqueness of each one? If everything is annulled and we feel everything in the same way, from the same...
It's in his vessel, where each one annuls himself and he connects everyone inside of himself. Like this, it becomes a special united vessel for the revelation of the Creator with each and every one. It is written about it, and the name of the Lord will be upon you.
So this one vessel that was created is an action that a person does with his attitude to the ten, to the friends outside of him, or is this work that this entire ten becomes one vessel?
Both this and that.
And
still each one will keep his own uniqueness, or the one vessel sort of resets us?
Well, the uniqueness remains, but it doesn't determine itself, the uniqueness, but rather, well, I don't quite have the words for it. We will advance and the words will come.
What I'm trying to grasp is, it will be clear to us that we're working from this one thing. It will be
Yes, in a connection which is outside of each one, but rather it's for all of us together.
Only in this kind of vessel the Creator can clothe. If there's no vessel that is one, he cannot clothe in it?
No, there's no congruence then.
Ken.
Yes.
Shalom Rav. מיציאת פסח עד שבועות.
From the end of Passover to Shavuot, we call this process the purification of the vessels and also the counting of the Omer. A process where we incorporate into one another, we connect more and more until 49 and then we receive the light.
Yes?
Can you tell us about it a little bit? Open it up. Talk about it.
After we rise above our will to receive, we disconnect from it. We also need to acquire vessels of bestowal. And this is done through the purification of the vessels from Pesach until Shavuot, 49 days. And, well, 7 times 7 in the
Sefirot.
And in that, we correct our vessels more and more each and every day until in these vessels, when we have organized all of them to be in order to bestow, until these vessels are ready for the reception of the general light called the Torah. This is how we reach Shavuot. That's it. We will reach this in our holiday.
Okay.
So let's continue.
Excerpt number 5. We count 49 days to the days of the reception of the Torah. Omer comes from the word Seorim. This means that it comes from measures. By measuring in the heart the greatness of the Creator. As the Holy Zohar interprets the verse, her husband is known at the gates. The Holy Zohar says, each according to what he assumes in his heart. To that extent, the light of the Creator is on that person. This is called faith. When a person is rewarded with faith in the Creator, it is regarded as a beast. And this is the meaning of the Omer being of barley, Seorim, which is animal food, meaning that he has not yet been rewarded with the view of Torah. But on Shavuot, when rewarded with the reception of the Torah, one receives the view of Torah. For this reason, we offer the offering of wheat, which is food for men, who is the speaking.
This means, well, what does he want to tell us? That there are two stages here that we have to go through. The correction of the beast in us, and then the beginning of the correction of the Adam, the human, in us. That's it. Again.
Again, we count 49 days to the days of the reception of the Torah. Omer comes from the word Seorim, measures, barley. This means that it comes from measures, by measuring in the heart the greatness of the Creator. As the Holy Zohar interprets the verse, her husband is known in the gates. Sharim. The Holy Zohar says, each according to what he assumes in his heart, Meshair. To that extent, the light of the Creator is on this, on that person. And this is called faith. When a person is rewarded with faith in the Creator, it is regarded as a beast. And this is the meaning of the Omer being of barley, Seorim, which is animal food, meaning that he has not yet been rewarded with the view of Torah. But on Shavuot, when rewarded with the reception of the Torah, one receives the view of Torah. For this reason, we offer the offering of wheat, which is food for men, who is the speaking.
Well,
we don't quite celebrate what's in the middle this holiday, which it's not quite a holiday, but the Omer, but rather we reach the holiday of Shavuot.
I heard that there is the correction of the beast and the correction of the men. What is the correction of the beast?
The correction of the beast, that it's enough for it to have rain. It's the food of the beast. That's on the way to the Adam, the human. It's what the beast longs for and eats.
And what's the allegory here?
The lesson is that this is on the way to the development of the human, the Adam. We have to go through these stages.
What are the stages? What does it mean to correct the beast in me?
To correct the beast in me? Well, there are all kinds of things. Well, in the Torah, it writes about different kinds of animals, of beasts. There are those that you cannot eat without heaving, you know, there are all kinds of stories like that, that when they were already on the way from the degree of the beast to the degree of Adam, a kosher beast and a non-kosher beast, these are all degrees inside of the person.
A person sees that with each passing day he is more of a beast. What's the correction there?
Well, he needs to correct whatever he sees. He's, the fact that he's being allowed to see it, it's a good sign. A person can only correct what he discovers inside of himself. Okay.
It says here that the counting of the Omer, these corrections, are the development in the measures of the feeling of the greatness of the Creator.
Yes, of course. Otherwise, with respect to what would he measure? Himself, his ascent, how bad he is, or how much he's better.
I understand this is the correction of the beast.
We rise on the degree of the Adam, of the human, until we're ready, we are capable of, we're rewarded with the reception of the Torah.
So, to be rewarded with the receiving of the Torah, it's only when I attain the complete degree of the greatness of the Creator, which is 49 measures, of the greatness of the Creator?
Yes.
Thank you. I also did not understand man and beast, that second paragraph. What does it mean that when a person is rewarded with faith in the Creator, it is regarded as a beast?
It's that he feels that the Creator exists in his world, and he is ready to be beneath him, to keep his commandments, then it is considered a beast, a pure beast.
A pure beast when he follows the Creator.
Yes.
And when does he become a man?
Adam, when he resembles the Creator. We will learn more about it.
Yes. Continue to do the
So the degree of beast, it's already a connection with the Creator, yes? There's a feeling of the Creator in a man's heart.
Well, let's say so. I'm afraid of answering because each one of them may interpret it according to whatever he wants.
Because this line is very misleading. When a person is rewarded with faith in the Creator, then he's called a beast.
Yes.
I used to think that beast is a degree that has no connection to the Creator. I'm a beast. Now I see.
No, you're not yet a spiritual beast.
Oh, this is two types of beasts, a beast and a spiritual beast.
Well, corporeally, that's something else, but the degree which is called a beast in spirituality, this is already a degree that can be connected with the Creator, and it keeps his desires to his benefit, but it still doesn't reach internal identification with the Creator. Then it is called a beast.
You mentioned the word to his benefit. You mean, is this receiving in order to bestow?
No. Let's not get into that. It will confuse everyone. Okay? Yes?
What does it mean that he assumes in his heart?
Well, this is what he thinks. He assumes in his heart. This is what he thinks. This is how it is happening. Yes, Gilad.
Same question as Aaron. According to what a person assumes in his heart, the light of the Creator dwells in him. What is that?
So, that a person can assume in his heart whatever he feels like, and then to that extent the light of the Creator will be upon him. Is that the question?
No, so what is the meaning of it?
As much as a person in his states
is
devoted to the light of the Creator,
right?
He begins to understand what this light of the Creator brings him. He feels what the light of the Creator depicts in him.
He speaks of a process here.
Of course,
a person constantly has to assume the greatness of the Creator that shines on him, that changes him, that what turns him from a beast to a human, to Adam.
Yes.
So what does it mean to assume the greatness of the Creator? What is the action?
That he constantly collects and collects impressions from different partial revelations of the Creator and he, by this, depicts the force of the Creator and his uniqueness that he dwells in the whole world.
In the world or the ten?
Well, it's the same thing. Okay, well, sir, please.
As one man in one heart, number six. As it's written, and there Israel camped before the mountain, which our sages interpret as one man in one heart. This is because each and every person from the nation completely detached himself from self-love. It turns out that all the individuals in the nation have come together and become one heart and one man. For only then were they qualified to receive the Torah. We therefore see that the Creator made it so the people of Israel would achieve wholeness by giving them the power to all be of equal form, which is to bring contentment to one's Maker. Again, 6. It is written, and there Israel camped before the mountain, which our sages interpret as one man in one heart. This is because each and every person from the nation completely detached himself from self-love. It turns out that all the individuals in the nation have come together and become one heart and one man. For only then were they qualified to receive the Torah. We therefore see that the Creator made it so the people of Israel would achieve wholeness by giving them the power to all be of equal form, which is to bring contentment to one's Maker.
Barur katuf, masha katuf.
What is written is clear?
Ken.
Yes.
What's the difference between the state of the exodus from Egypt, where we disconnect from the ego, and the state of receiving the Torah, where we are as one man in one heart?
The exodus from Egypt, it's, yes, when we disconnect from the ego, but we're not yet connected between us. That is, each one is seemingly disconnected from the others, and he lives inside of himself.
But the disconnection from the ego doesn't automatically mean that.
It doesn't mean automatically anything.
So there's an additional path of connecting the hearts until we become as one man in one heart.
Yes. Anyone else?
Ken.
רציתי לשאול לגבי זה שאומר שהם
saying that they were qualified to receive the Torah and they became as one man in one heart until we become one. We have no Torah.
We have no possibility to receive this light in a vessel which is not entirely connected on a certain degree with a certain connection.
So, until we become one, what influences us? There's no light that influences us?
There is light that influences us, in which we feel that we're advancing, but we're advancing out of suffering, advancing out of the separation between us.
So what is this addition of receiving the Torah? What is this Torah that we suddenly receive?
That we receive a single vessel, and we can understand and feel each other. We can unite our heart and mind together. And then we can rise to a different degree of knowing the Creator and knowing creation, that it all comes as one, that it is all interconnected, that it has an integral form.
From what I'm getting from you, before we get to this one entity, we don't have a creator in our reality. We still don't grasp him.
Yes, it's correct. We don't perceive him yet as there is none else besides him, as one man with one heart.
So what do we have until then? With what are we working?
With whatever is revealed to us in a partial and changing manner. Well, I see that you're all today Yes.
I understood that we are not doing the corrections of a beast.
the crest of the beast.
Yes.
Why not?
Oh, we're in it over the stage?
No, but in general, we are...
In certain corrections.
Yes.
Which corrections are we in?
The corrections of a beast is when it depicts itself as on the degree of the ego, but doesn't want to harm the others anymore. And there's a lot of stages in this. Until it reaches a holy beast, a sacred beast, that you can even sacrifice it on the altar, meaning kill the beast within man, and by this man can ascend to a degree where he resembles the Creator.
No.
That's it.
Tov, Allah.
Okay, next. Yeah. You want to ask?
Yes. He writes that they became as one man in one heart, and they were qualified to receive the Torah. And then there's the matter of equivalence of form in addition to that.
Right.
Receiving the Torah is not already, does not already include equivalence of form?
Look, there are a lot of degrees in this that we're not studying about right now. We're not learning them. But of course there's a connection. Yes, Gilad.
On the same, if they became as one man in one heart before receiving the Torah,
that's a preparation for receiving the Torah.
But only when they receive the Torah, they can become as one man in one heart. They already removed themselves from thinking of themselves and were as one man in one heart. That's the action of the Torah on them.
Right. But then they are ready to receive the Torah. How will the Torah go in them? How can the upper light enter a vessel where shattering and separation is revealed between its parts?
How can the vessel be as one if it did not receive the Torah? What made them into one?
On their degree. That's the way I can answer this. That's
it. Meaning this all from the side of preparation.
Yeah, longing for it. Okay. There's a lot of states here that we're going like next to them. Do you want to go to something else? Yes. Okay, to what? To the preface. Great. Okay, please.
And we go before the next part, we're going to sing a song. I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you. I'm falling into myself, but I want to draw to you. Cause when we can't stand together above our frozen hearts, I'm sure the light will come and make things right. We are the parts of the one man body. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls together and let the love free our minds. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light. No matter what will come in our winding path,
Soldiers of the light, we're gonna break these walls around us and let the hope fulfill our lives. We are the part of the one man army. We use the guns to build the tears. We're gonna break these shells around us and let the light come back. We're here. We're gonna burn like fire. Love is stronger than the dark side.